All right. Well, welcome to Motivational Monday. Glad you're here on this day. And today I want to talk about the quest and its questions. And these thoughts come from Father Richard Rohr. And I think they're all applicable thoughts here for those of us on our journey of discovery, of meaning making, and asking those questions that lead us toward life. And so I pray that this will be a blessing for you on this day. Well, Bill Plotkin, depth psychologist and wilderness guide, think about that job description, depth psychologist and wilderness guide, who wants that job? I'd love to be a wilderness guide. But he identifies a crucial moment in the Grail story. He highlights the importance of asking ultimate questions of the soul. In the popular European myth of the Holy Grail, the young man, Parsifal, goes out into the world to seek life's deeper meaning, his soul, which is what the Grail ultimately symbolizes. His travels take him to the castle of the sick Grail king, who, as in most myths, symbolizes the old story, the ego's old and fortressed way of being in the world. The only cure for the king is for an unknown knight, a wanderer in the story, to come along and ask the king two specific questions. But Parsifal's mother had taught him that questions were foolish or rude. And so Parsifal does not ask. Consequently, the castle and the vision of the Grail vanishes. And Parsifal finds himself in a great wilderness through which he must wander for many years until he has learned enough through the trials and losses of life to be ready to ask the right questions. Well, Father Richard Rohr says, thus it's called a quest, seeking the right question, unlike today's insistence on always having the right answer. The first question is, Lord, what ails thee? By asking ourselves, our egos, that question and living it, we, like Parsifal, develop understanding and empathy for how we co-create many of our ailments and how those difficulties teach us what we need to learn. We begin to uncover our sacred wounds. We develop compassion for ourselves, learning to appreciate our mistakes, failures and wounds, as much as our talents and successes. And the second question is, whom does the Grail serve? By asking, whom does my soul serve? We learn to turn our attention to the deeper purposes of what we do. We enlarge our vision of what's possible and gradually learn to root our actions in soul. Eventually, we learn who we are and what to serve. You see, the answer is going to have two parts to it, like two sides of a coin. We serve the specific purposes of our souls, and we serve our people. And we do one by doing the other. One of the key features of the Grail myth is that in order to heal the king, and thereby the land, Parsifal need only ask the questions. He doesn't need to answer them himself, nor does the king. And so Richard writes that to go on a spiritual quest is inherently tied to asking life's deeper questions. We cannot go on a quest until we know what the question is. Whom does the Grail serve? What am I doing this for? Why am I feeling what I'm feeling? This anger, this pain. Unless we feel it, unless we go down into the grief, into the depths, into the great unconscious, we won't usually know the deeper answers. We will have stayed on the level of life's superficial questions, which is precisely not to go on the quest. Well, folks who are here today, we're called to go on a quest, to dig deep, to dive deep, to live into the soul meaning for all of life. And we discover that by giving our lives away, by pouring life out, by asking deep questions. So today, for you, listen to the wrestling of your soul. Listen to the questions that spring up within you. And instead of being quick to find superficial answers, go on the quest and live the great questions. For in that, there is life. All right, folks, good day.